WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
Who is the man who would risk his neck for his brother man?
Brian.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to Brian's Beat, the original show. Born at the apex of freedom, entrepreneurship, and nomadism. Not a bad day today. Certainly, we didn't have to worry about the rain. But you can tell fall is in the air. I'm wondering, are we going to see another 68, 69, 70 degree day before next spring? I don't know. And I'm waiting for one of those really nice Indian summer days, too. 508-996-0500. That's how you get onto the program today. It is Pets for Veterans Day. Veterans Day is coming up in about 3 weeks, but today is Pets for Veterans. And if you have an extra dog or an extra cat, instead of doing away with that animal, find a veteran. Veterans love pets. Veterans love to take care of pets. And they like the companionship. Pets for Veterans Day. It's also Back to the Future Day. As in the movie, I'm going to take you back to a time when things cost a little bit less and looked a little bit different in just a bit. The other day, woman friend and I, we were driving around and we went up to Taunton. And we went around the Taunton, I guess you call it the Common. That area that leads into and out of downtown. Really nice. It was a Sunday, so it wasn't, you know, active as far as all of the shops being open. But it was a nice little ride. There was a farmer's market going on, etc. And we saw this flag. And it had some writing on it. I don't remember all of the writing, but as I was doing my homework for today, I noticed that on this date in 1774, the flag of Taunton, Massachusetts, became the first flag in the nation, albeit we weren't really a nation at that time, but the first flag to include the word liberty. In fact, as I look at the U.S. flag right now, I don't think it says liberty on it. But the flag of Taunton, and I'll ask woman friend when I get home later tonight, did that flag say liberty? There was something written on it. I just don't remember. Our military launched the USS Constitution on this date in 1797. And a lot of good it did back then, but I guess you have to give an A for effort. President Warren G. Harding delivered a speech against lynching in the Deep South. That was in 1921 on this day. I don't know. I wasn't around during that particular time. My mom was. And the reason why I'm pausing right now, what I read is the same thing that I read last year in regards to President Harding delivering this speech against lynching in the Deep South. Now, to me, the Deep South is Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Georgia, maybe Tennessee, and I guess maybe Arkansas. But am I to understand that there weren't lynchings and maybe not the Deep South, but in the South or in the North? So why does it say lynching in the Deep South? I just don't know. The Brian's Beat quote of the day. There is a point in the grieving process when you can run away from memories or walk straight toward them. There is a point in the grieving process when you can run away from memories or walk straight toward them. Patty Davis. Patty Davis is the daughter of former President Ronald Reagan. 508-996-0500. Shall we go back to the future? Why not? Why not? I remember when I would walk into the doctor's office and I was greeted by a receptionist who, if she wasn't overly busy, had a nice smile and greeted you, you know, in a personable way. I was at the doctor's office today. I was the first person in the office. In fact, I was here before the receptionist. And it's not that she didn't have a smile, not that she didn't chuckle. But you know what? I'm hard-pressed to think if I were to put my thinking cap on and go back 10, maybe 12 years, I don't think I would see a receptionist at a doctor's office with spidery-looking tattoos starting to sprout up the neck, off the shoulders. Tattoos up and around the ears that look like a big blemish or blotch. And I'm wondering, are we in a day and age where it's tough to get people to be a receptionist at a doctor's office? I think I'm almost getting used to it. And I'll tell you why. Back to the future. A few weeks ago, not even that long, 2 weeks ago, I had to go to the bank. I went inside the bank and the female teller who worked with me, guess who had spiders coming out of her neck? Spiders, whatever, on her arms. And I can only guess that she had pants on, so I couldn't really tell. Maybe spiders or whatever on the legs. Is there a trend here? And I'm not crazy about tattoos. I openly admit I'm not crazy about them, but I get it. I mean, but if you're the employer at a bank, if you are the employer at a doctor's office, it's the optics. When people come in, I mean, yeah, you might have patients that look like that and they're fine. You know, oh, yeah, want to compare this one? Yeah, yeah, I got this one over in Dartmouth. Oh, yeah, I got mine in Wareham. That's not what I'm expecting at the doctor's office. And I'm wondering, as with the bank, in fact, this particular bank, I know they've gone through employee after employee. It is a revolving door over there. So maybe it's gotten to the point where they're taking them right off the street and say, hey, you know, we'll put you to work tomorrow. We'll train you today. But the, I don't know. What do you think? Are you immune now to just about everywhere you go, there's somebody waiting on you with tattoos? I mean, have we become the tattoo society? If the bad people come into our country, are we going to scare them off with our tattoos? You know, my brain reminds me that tattoos used to be the dominion of criminals and folks in the military. Now you can turn, I don't have one. I had a son who went out and got a tattoo. He got rid of it. Cost him almost as much to get rid of that tattoo as it cost him to get one. I know this is a little weird to be talking about this, but optics, it's the presence. When people in their 50s and 60s and 70s, and we are living longer, when we go into stores, when we go to the doctor's office, when we go to the bank, I think that we pause for a second. We take a step back. This is the and the person could be the sweetest person, the nicest person, very cordial, super service, but it's what you see at the beginning. And I don't know if there are any bank managers listening to the show right now or an office manager at a doctor's office, but I don't know. It's kind of a turnoff. Guess that's the best way I can say it. It's kind of a turnoff. 508-996-0500. Are you turned off by this? Or maybe you're saying to yourself, it's about time we got up to par with this kind of stuff. Tonight, if you live in Dartmouth and you have the time and inclination, you might want to head over to Dartmouth High School down near the end of, right before Russell's Mills Road turns right to head into deepest, darkest Dartmouth. Anyway, Dartmouth High School for town meeting tonight. I was listening to Mike Roberts' report, his news update at the top of the hour. And he talked about funding that's temporarily cut off, curtailed from the federal government by, I think, $400 million for the Sagamore Bridge and $350 million to repair the Bourne Bridge. I don't know. By the way, this money has been delayed, as the story goes, temporarily delayed because of the federal government shutdown. I can't help but wonder, even after the federal government shutdown is over, if that money is still going to make its way to the Commonwealth. You know how the Trump administration feels about the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And my guess is the contract for the repair work and the upgrades calls for affirmative action type programs and whatnot. I would think that the federal government would want to make sure that everything is copacetic in their mind before releasing that money. If that money is available, I'm still of the feeling that part of this government shutdown has been orchestrated because of the fact that this nation is $38 trillion in debt. So when you say $38 trillion in debt, what's $400 or $350 million combined, $750 million? Not much, less than $1 billion. But if cuts have to be made, some bright light bulb in the Trump administration will say, well, let's get the Army Corps of Engineers to go take a real good look at those bridges to see if they need to be replaced. And then, for that matter, see if we need to give some of these tax dollars to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I have a feeling that if and when the new bridges are constructed, that we are going to see tolls either going onto the Cape or coming off of the Cape. I think that is what we can expect. And maybe that's not a bad idea. Nobody has to go visit the Cape. The people on the Cape, they'll get some type of break one way or the other. But if you are, coming for the summer or going down like I like to do just to drive around and see what the hell is going on, well, then I'm going to pay my $2 or $4 or whatever it is for the privilege of going to Cape Cod. I won't complain about that. That's almost like a user fee. And I guess I could be all right with it. I don't think I really like the idea, but again, I don't have to go to Cape Cod. I like to go to Cape Cod, but I don't have to, so I will put up with it. And, you know, nowadays, they just, you know, you drive over and there's a little gadget on your windshield and it clicks off and they take the money right out of your bank account. Boy, I really love that idea. But that's the way it is as we look at today's date, October 21, 2025. Almost done with this month. 10 more days to go. All right. As you can see, between tattoos and money, I've got money on my mind today. From the New York Times. A couple of things from the Times. If you are well-to-do, and what I mean by well-to-do, you're making $150,000 or more per year. That's well-to-do. That's still middle class, but it's better than if you're less than $150,000, less than $115,000, and certainly if you're less than $100,000. What am I talking about here? The other day I mentioned that the price of a new automobile is $50,000. We went into the $50,000 stratosphere for a new car, not one of these EVs, just a more or less routine car, $50,000. What we find out now from the New York Times, folks that are in the lower income strata, I'm talking about $85,000 and below, they're falling behind on their auto loans. 60 days or longer. 6.5%. Now you might say, that doesn't sound like a lot. Well, in theory, I guess you're right. But when you look where it was below before, in the threes, they're almost doubled. Almost doubled. Guess what else is up? Repossessions. Folks are trading in their vehicles because they're underwater on their vehicles. The car isn't worth anywhere near as much as they're paying on it. And they're just giving up. I guess I can't blame them. But at the same time, if you're giving up that vehicle, how are you getting around? Because most adults, they use their car to go and come back from work. Now, if you live in New Bedford, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, you can pretty much scoot around on CERTA bus because CERTA buses are free right now. But then you've got the time restrictions and you might not get to work on time, et cetera, et cetera. But most people rely on their car to get them to and from work. And so because they rely on the vehicle, it only stands to reason that they're going to pay that bill, that monthly bill. If they've got a loan, they're going to pay it because they need their car to get from point A to point B. You might fall behind on your rent or your mortgage. It does take a lot more to evict or foreclose on a property. You might get yourself into some type of utility program so you don't get your electric turned off or the gas isn't coming in. You're going to buy your groceries, but you know you need that car. So when I sit here and I tell you that it's costing more money, and people can't afford the money for a new car, and they can't afford to keep the car that they have going right now. They're doing their best to keep away from the repo man. That should tell you there's something amiss with the economy. People can't keep up. At the beginning of this, I was talking about the doctor's office and the bank hiring people with tattoos. They know they've got these tattoos. They did the interviews. And they're throwing them into the line of fire. That means there are jobs out there, but there are people that don't want to take certain jobs. And I got a little bit more to talk about with this in just a bit, but let's hear from you at 508-996-0500. Good afternoon, evening.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I didn't know it was me. I didn't hear any beep. You were talking about bridges and the fact that they're going to possibly charge tolls going over when they put the new, if or when they put the new bridges up going to the Cape. They,
yeah.
They tried that in Massachusetts, or excuse me, in Rhode Island, the Saconic River Bridge. I don't know if you remember when that got redone. It was redone maybe 2014, maybe a little earlier, maybe 2012. But they, you know, rebuilt the bridge, and part of the whole package was that they had gotten funding from a federal funding for it to pay, quote, pay for the bridge. But the state of Rhode Island wanted to charge a two-way fee for, like you said, you drive by and it hits your Rhode Island DOT pass or whatever they call those things.
The speed pass.
And yeah, that exactly. And that went over like a lead balloon. You know, if you were and they basically they had a pretty big uprising for whatever that's worth. It wasn't quite as big as No Kings, but it was sort of No Kings. and they turned it over and they decided not to put it. They actually paid for the gantries and put them up. That was during.
But don't they still have those? I think
the gantries are there, but the devices are gone. Actually, I take it back.
Really?
The gantries are gone. No, the gantries are gone altogether.
Maybe on that. I think they have them on the Pell Bridge, don't they?
No.
No.
The Pell Bridge
so they're
free.
All gone now.
Yeah, the Pell Bridge is free. The only bridge that costs money is the Newport Bridge, which will... Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about the Newport Bridge, the Pell Bridge. I was
yes.
thinking of the one in... yeah, that one's still on.
Okay.
The one that goes to Bristol, the Mont Hope Bridge, doesn't have any... fees and the one at Saconnet didn't have any fees. So, but yeah, I think people were quite upset on the end of the island because if you're commuting to Providence, you're getting, you know, that was their people's way off the island and, you know, without having a fee was not getting, but they were going to whack people each direction. And it's like, yeah, whatever. But I think the biggest change they can make going into Cape Cod would be the Bourne Bridge. Get rid of that stupid rotary. If you want to, that's what causes all the traffic jams. You come off a bridge at high speed and then you go to stop to get lined up for a rotary that you go around it. They should just make that just bulldoze the rotary and make that road straight for about 2 miles and give you exits to get off and then find your way back to whatever road, you know, town you want to go to. But
then you can't go down the canal side road.
No, you just take an exit a mile down and backtrack. But the problem is just the traffic gets stopped. And unless it's late at night or, but, you know, you've seen the weekends are just insane.
Yeah, and weekdays. But the canal side is also where the skating rink is and where the, what do they call it, Lower Cape?
It's also where the bike path is along the canal. I mean, the walking path.
You can't cut off that road, man.
No, I'm not saying cut it off. I'm just saying allow the traffic to flow. And then when you get to a point that you can make an exit, you put in a couple of exit ramps going off to the right and you can backtrack, go underneath the roadway. But it's just that's where the bottleneck is. But
yeah, there is definitely a bottleneck there. I'm hard-pressed to believe that there aren't going to be tolls.
Well, it's Massachusetts, I'm pretty sure, at this point. I mean, they got rid of Monica Tibbett Nutt. She was the person that probably be fighting for the toll.
You can just call her Nutt. You don't have to call her the whole thing.
Well, I was trying to be respectful because I do think she's a nut with two T's, with two N's, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
she gets the whole enchilada. Ooh. But yeah, but I don't know. We'll see. But I hope they don't charge for it, especially if it's paid for by the federal government already. So
anyway. Well, I think it'll be the state. I'm not sure that the federal government's going to come up with this money now. I think I think they're hard pressed the way it is, and then you throw in all the DEI and affirmative action stuff that it's going to come with the Massachusetts project, and we've got it written into our laws, so it's kind of hard for the governor or transportation department to say no to that stuff.
Well, the federal government, whoever's in charge, whatever king is in charge, I think it was like in late January when there was some concern about the funding for the bridge in Providence, the Washington Street Bridge, the big disaster they had in Providence. The federal government endorsed the payment of that, their federal funds for that. So that was maintained, and that was not a favorite guy of, conservatives. That was Sheldon Whitehouse, which little fact is Sheldon Whitehouse's wife is, her sister I used to date. How about that? In fact, you would not have gotten.
Did you tell your wife?
Well, way before.
Better been.
I was at 19 or 20. Yeah, I mean that was Nina Thornton, and I was dating, and his wife is Althea Thornton. I never met Sheldon Whitehouse, but I do know where he grew up. I mean, he grew up on the. Right next to the Lily, in a very big mansion right next to the Lily Pond where we used to skate in the winter. But never met him.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I guess I'm a betting man, so I'm betting that we'll probably see tolls. But who knows?
I would agree with you.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, man.
I appreciate the call. 508-996-0500. Let us continue. Hello.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good night.
Yes, I agree that we may see tolls, but not until MassDOT takes the bridges over because the state does not own the bridges.
That's fair. I mean,
yeah, they're federal. It's all the jurisdiction.
But we're still paying
for Army Corps of Engineers. The Army Corps of Engineers have total control over that, so it's not MassDOT. MassDOT has entered into an agreement to take over the bridges once they are new. I was involved in multiple meetings for the bridges before I retired. So
in saying that, if these are federal bridges, how come they're only coming up with $750 million and not paying for the whole, I don't want them to, I'm just asking. It's a project that's going to cost $2-4 billion, and I'm only seeing 750 mil from the federal government here.
Correct, and that was the beginning or the down payment towards this operation. And you have to remember that all the approaches are owned by MassDOT. They are state roadways, all the approaches. The bridge and its abutments belong to the federal government. So we do have a stake in the build-out of the setup. But that's why MassDOT wants to have control of the bridges once they come in. I really think...
Why not just take over total control? Why not, I don't know, if you sell them for a song and the Indian goes running down the street, yay, like made a great deal, or what, but why not make a deal and get the bridges now?
Because they are so... decrepit is that we would it would be impossible, almost impossible to bond out for a job of that magnitude, that size. It's crazy.
So then help me out with this because I'm a little confused. 750 mil is going to come from the federal government. Where's the, let's just round it off, where's the next $3 billion going to come from?
That is definitely going to be still split between the state and the federal government. But this was supposed to be just a down payment to get everything started.
So you still can't, under the premise that the federal government's still going to pay some money, you can't get make the deal, so the federal government is still going to pay what they were going to pay, but the state now has control?
Correct, yeah, that they won't do that. That the feds will have to do their end and then at some point negotiate or turn over the property from the federal government to MassDOT.
I hope folks that pay taxes on a regular basis are hearing this, because this is your federal tax dollar getting played. That's how I'm looking at it.
Oh, yes, correct. But we're not the only, Massachusetts is not the only one. There's many other states have made out much better than we have ever done on certain things, because they were able, their senators and Congress people were able to bring home the bacon, as they say. And our contingency that we send down there, they don't always get along, and they're not getting along right now. So it's far enough along that they're not going to be able to pull the plug easily, but pull the plug they may. And this is going to become a serious problem for us. They're going to get that one bridge done first, no doubt about it.
To be clear, said a serious problem for us.
Yes.
We're here in Dartmouth, New Bedford, even out the Fall River. Is that part of us, or is this a serious problem for the folks on Cape Cod?
No, it's going to be a serious problem for us.
Why?
Because no matter what happens, if the bridges are not taken care of, it's going to take us collectively to dig ourselves out of that hole. It's going to be all of Massachusetts, so it's going to come down again to the taxpayers.
All right, fair. That's fair. So as a state, we collectively decide that we're going to pay for it, and that's what the tolls are going to be for.
Yes, and I could see at some point that's going to be coming at some point, as much as many people say most likely not, but I just don't see it being sustainable if MassDOT does take ownership of those bridges to maintain it. That's going to go into our bridge inventory that is already quite extensive now.
And decrepit.
And decrepit.
All right, man. Thanks. Okay. I do appreciate the call. 508-996-0500. Wow. Your federal tax dollars being played. Looking up here at the app chat, Christina writes, no tattoos on the neck. Yeah, I guess we don't have folks working the toll booths, the toll plazas anymore. But can you imagine you're driving on the Mass Pike, or maybe over the, is it the Tobin Bridge? What bridge is it that there is a toll here in the Commonwealth that I think it connects to either Chelsea or Revere, one of those towns. Anyway, there's Route 1, and you pay a toll to go over that bridge. I think it's the Mystic Rivers. I don't remember which one. But I don't think they have people that work the toll booths anymore. There may be somebody that comes out every once in a while, but they've got the machine that spits the card out. And I think they even did away with that. I think you just drive right through, and there is some kind of picture of your car or something is implanted on your vehicle. And when you get to your exit destination, let's say it's 495, it somehow clicks and you're going to get billed, or it's going to come directly out of your bank account. Wow. There's technology, all that. And now we don't have to hire someone with spiders on their neck for a tattoo to serve us.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. This is WBSM.
The government may be shut down. Legitimate business funding remains open. See for yourself at legitimatebusinessfunders.com. Legitimatebusinessfunders.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-221-6085. 800-221-6085. 800-221-6085. That's 800-221-6085.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
Did not like Bibi Netanyahu, and he said that to me many times, and he said it to people around him many times.
Welcome back to Brian's Beat. We're talking about the people that greet you when you go to the doctor's office, or maybe you go to the bank. People have to go inside the bank every once in a while if you're looking for a loan. Sometimes you just have to deal with a teller. You want money in a particular denomination, and you're not going to get that from the ATM. So you go in and you're dealing with a bank teller, and there she is looking you down with a whole bunch of tattoos on the arms, the legs, the neck. I don't know. I suppose, you know, it's easy for me to say I don't manage a bank, don't want to manage a bank. I wouldn't mind having the money that the bank has, but the management has to just be scratching their head. I'm sorry, we can't find it. And maybe they need to up the pay. I don't know. But I can't be the only person that walks into the bank and I see somebody like that, and if I didn't need to be in there, I just turn around and walk right on out. Maybe I would use the ATM. Maybe I would say, screw the amount of money that I want or the way I want the money, and just go to the ATM and let them take a picture of my smiling face and do it like that. 508-996-0500. We are facing some trying times, never mind what you might see at the reception desk, at the doctor's office, or at the bank. I talked earlier about people not being able to make their auto loan payments, and the fact that a new car is costing $50,000. Did you ever expect that a new car would ever cost $50,000? Seriously? $50,000 is more than my mom paid for the house that she bought that I grew up in. It is more than twice what she paid for that house. Unbelievable. So, as many of you know, I do a show in California, and it's about education. And I was given some information yesterday that healthcare cost for school employees is going through the roof. And I'm not surprised. Healthcare costs are going up everywhere. And again, if I can take you back to the New York Times, higher Obamacare prices become public in a dozen states. One of the things that we are told that the Republicans and the Democrats are sparring over as far as the federal government shutdown is over Obamacare subsidies. Well, they've expired. And so now people are going to start seeing higher healthcare premiums, higher deductibles. Give you an idea. Family of four earning $130,000. That's combined. Mom, dad, maybe you've got an older kid who's working, but a combined income of $130,000 a year. And everybody's under the age of 20. Excuse me. The children are under the age of 26. Your healthcare premiums, just the premiums, are going to be going up more than 16,16,000. There's some people that don't even earn that much money. Now, I found it hard to believe. I had to do a double take. That could be somebody's raise, but just imagine $16,000. That's what, $1,500 a month in the ball, pretty close to $1,513, somewhere around there. Either way you look at it, how much are people making that they can turn around on a monthly basis and lose $1,300 after tax dollars for healthcare? And if I'm not mistaken, this healthcare doesn't include dental, doesn't include vision. $16,000. It's enough to make somebody faint. Family of four, earning $130,000. You're looking at premiums of $16,000. I'm not sure how much that is up from what it is now. My guess, it's probably up in the range of $4,000 to $6,000. Still. Do you know anybody paying $16,000? For health insurance? I mean, that's just a premium. That doesn't include any deductible. It doesn't include any copay or co-insurance. Whew. $16,000 for premiums. I am a huge supporter of the pay-to-play system. But I am hard-pressed to believe that we're not going to somehow get introduced to some type of universal health care. How long can this possibly go on? I can't help but think the Republicans and the Democrats are doing this intentionally. And I'll tell you why. The Democrats, they've been for socialized medicine. Yes, yes. You agree? Okay. Why would the Republicans, the so-called free market people? Because They represent a lot of business owners, and it's a lot easier for the business owners if they know that they have a fixed rate that they're going to have to pay out each and every month, each and every year. It might go up 2%, but it's going to be easier for the employers. So I think this is the road I don't want to travel down, but I think that's the road that we're going to be hustled onto. 508-996-0500. Health insurance. Oh, and you know what? Quickly about this. This is going to be a royal battle over whether or not the federal government opens up in November or not. You just keep your eyes open. See what happens. See if the Democrats give in or not.
The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Will not be televised. Will not be televised.
WBSM.
It's my turn to operate.
Operate?
It's Operation the Wacky Doctor's Game. Batteries not included.
You know how politicians take advantage of a crisis. Would it be okay if I do the same? The Small Business Administration is closed during the shutdown. However, owners still have a viable option. It's called alternative capital through legitimate business funders. At legitimate business funders, owners can get up to $2 million with no collateral in just a few days. To find out more, go to legitimatebusinessfunders.com. Legitimatebusinessfunders.com.
Back to Brian's Beat.
In the night.
The illiterate of the 21st century are not going to be the people who cannot read and write. The illiterate of the 21st century are going to be the people who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn.
Time to go learn.